All right. Well, welcome back to Consumer Compass, where we talk about the myriad of different things that consumers face, from consumer rights and protections and the things that have been going on that's impacting your life. Today, we have a special guest. We have Mark Rosenberg from Mark Rosenberg Law Corporation. And we invited him to talk about the last topic we talked about, which has been the landfills and what's been going on in northern Los Angeles area and the impact that it's had on the residents who live around these two landfills, both the Sunshine Canyon landfill as well as the Chiquita Canyon landfill. And we wanted to talk about the impact that that's been having on the residents that live in that area. So welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Happy to answer your questions and have a conversation about it.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things and one of the reasons why we wanted to have you come on board was that for a lot of the listeners that's been impacted by living around this area, what are some of the things that they would have experienced that might cause them to need to sign up with an attorney?
Well, I think when it comes to these type of consumer events that take place, it's always better to have an attorney represent you. Yes, you could try it on your own, but you're not going to have the same support as well as the team that the law firm needs to get you the best representation and the best amount what you're entitled to for your damages.
Yeah. I mean, so can you give me some examples of some other things that that you and your law firm has worked on before in the past?
Well, I started doing homeowners in particular in 1994. It was the Northridge earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
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 So it started back then. And just, you know, people weren't getting what they were entitled to from the insurance companies. It was so big.
Right.
And these insurance companies at the time would bring in adjusters from all over the country, and then they would just leave. So after a while, they got frustrated and you had to hire a law firm. In this case, I do think it's best to have somebody from the very beginning and have somebody covering your back.
Yeah, because what could happen or what did happen to these homeowners when they didn't have representation on their side?
They didn't get what they were entitled to. Mm. And they weren't able to repair their homes the way they wanted to. Mm. They didn't get everything in that policy that they deserve. And some never got it.
Oof.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what you want to, you know, protect against, because when you're dealing with these companies, insurance companies or big corporations, I mean, let's be honest, the thing that they're trying to do is like get away with paying as little to nothing as possible, right?
That's where they start.
Yeah.
That's where they start. And when there's enough inertia behind a team effort behind all the consumers and what they should get and what they're entitled to, mm-hmm. their tune changes, but not at first. Not at first. It's a process. The law process doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. It takes time to develop evidence that you're going to need to get the best settlement possible for the consumer.
Yeah, I mean, so talking about that, with all the things that have been, you know, happening with both of these landfills and the concerns that have been brought up, like what are some of the things that you've seen that, you know, that you're concerned about as it relates to the residents that lived around or worked around or, you know, just the impact that that landfill has had?
It's just illness. So the biggest gas from the landfills is methane gas. Mm-hmm. And methane gas can lead to methane poisoning. Mm-hmm. It can make you ill, cloudy. It can exasperate a current medical condition that you have. Mm-hmm. And all these things have to be addressed in order for the landfill owner to do the right thing, which is pay the consumer for the damages.
Well, I mean, obviously, and if I'm not mistaken, with both of these landfills, they're run by two separate companies, right?
Yes. So,
and go ahead.
No, it's two different privately owned companies that are responsible for the methane that's leaking into the air.
Mm. And, you know, looking back at kind of the history of what's been going on with these landfills, it looked like the residents that lived around both landfills have been complaining for quite some time, probably within the last like 4, 5, 6 months, but it really hasn't gained traction until a lawsuit was finally filed, right?
Well, an article broke out in the LA Times back in December. A lawsuit was finally filed, but that's just the beginning. The lawsuit is not the end. It's the beginning of get those to go after those responsible to do the right thing and take care of the consumer that's getting ill and sick based upon their negligence or lack of proper care for their facilities.
Well, so then what does that process look like? If you say that filing the lawsuit is just the beginning, what can consumers kind of expect down the road and what this process actually looks like?
What happens is along the way, people's illness may vary. Mm-hmm. We may have to hire experts in the medical field, as well as the geological field, as well as air sampling for the individual home or residence or business. It can lead to those that even come into the area. Say there's a park in the area that kids come and play at, and they're feeling ill, right? And they're being exposed to it, right?
Yeah.
So these are just issues and ideas that do take time. It's part of the process. It's kind of like, to put another way, like a surgeon goes in. Mm-hmm. Before he goes in, he knows the process of what he's going to do to take care of whether it's a heart surgery or whatever it might be.
Right.
Same process here.
Mm. And then, so if these consumers wanted to sign up and be a part of this lawsuit, and what kind of lawsuit is this going to be?
Most likely, because the numbers in this lawsuit will be a class action lawsuit.
Okay.
But some of the representation, we might opt out of it because of a serious illness. We don't want to be part of the class. We want to file and prosecute on our own for an individual matter.
I see. So, so depending on what's been happening, if some individual or like family was dealing with something even more severe than the norm, they might want to opt out of the class action and then just file suit on their own?
Of course. But they should have an attorney represent them. You know, they really do. You don't file a lawsuit on your own. You don't operate on yourself. You have attorney. And the way I always operate in these kind of conditions, it's always on contingency. Mm-hmm. You know, I get a percentage of money that I get you. If I don't get you any money, I don't get paid. It's all on me first until we get you your award.
Ah, so there's no risk to them any?
Not at all.
Okay. That makes sense. What's the time frame you think that all of this is going to happen and move forward with?
Things are in motion already. Mm-hmm. But when I look at these landfills and the methane gas, the exposure is still there. It hasn't gone away. The lawsuits have started, but the exposure to the consumer still continues. You know, it's hard to pin it down, but it's going to be a while. By a while, you know, the average lawsuit in LA County is 2 years. This could be quicker. They may do the right thing faster. Mm-hmm. But at least we've got some traction. The process has begun.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, I think that gives us a good idea of like what, you know, what to expect when all of this is moving forward and these lawsuits are now starting to file. I think it's important for consumers to be able to like know what their rights are and know what steps that they can take to try to protect themselves. And then ultimately for them to be able to, you know, get some type of, you know, either compensation or at least some action that these operators of these landfills are going to do the right thing. The first step to being able to do that would be to, you know, sign up, right?
Sure. Sign up. We have a questionnaire, very easy to fill out. Any questions, be happy to answer the questions that anybody may have. Mm-hmm. Everybody is very unique, but we try to have questions on our questionnaire to get an understanding where you're at.
Okay.
The questionnaire is just the beginning of the process, just like the beginning of the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. It's not over.
Right.
But at least you've made the first steps.
Sure. And if you want to sign up, actually, I think you can go to www.landfilljustice.com. And that's just the startup of the sign up process. And that questionnaire that we were just talking about, I think can take you there. I want to thank Mark for his time and joining us at Consumer Compass. My name is also Mark. And we thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you.